Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
Dr. Michael Heath is the Fulton Watson Kopp Chair of the Department of Computer Science at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He earned his PhD in computer science from Stanford University and is the author of Scientific Computing, An Introductory Survey from McGraw-Hill. If Heath had not chosen a career in scientific research, he might well have become a successful musical conductor. In his role as director of the Center for Simulation of Advanced Rockets at UIUC, Heath orchestrates and oversees the efforts of a team of research scientists and engineers who are collaborating with the U.S. Department of Energy, NASA, and other agencies. Under Heath's leadership, the group works in concert to create complex numerical simulations that predict the performance of rocket boosters propelling spacecraft from a launch pad skyward. In this way, the center has been able to shift from the traditional trial and error of building and testing physical prototypes to a much faster, safer, and more economical process of rocket design. As a result, the center has been able to contribute to booster designs that are more efficient as well as more reliable, thereby reducing operational costs and potentially saving lives. In order for Heath and his colleagues, structural engineers, fluid dynamicists, combustion chemists, and computer scientists, to be able to create what Heath calls virtual prototypes of rocket engines, UIUC needed substantial computational muscle. Each rocket simulation requires millions of parameters to describe the problem and billions of computations to enable the necessary numerical analysis. Heath devised an innovative solution to this computing challenge by collaborating with researchers in other departments and laboratories on campus and pooling their IT funds. In this way, UIUC was able to construct its Turing cluster, a 1,536 processor Apple XServe-based supercomputer that at the time of its installation in 2005 was one of the largest in the country. To this day, the cluster remains a formidable and invaluable computational resource. Says Heath, "I want to underline the role Apple has played in enabling the simulations we've done. With the help of the types of computers Apple develops, we can solve millions or billions of the equations needed to simulate rockets, automobiles, biomolecules, even galaxies, or to investigate any number of other areas of science and engineering. Our cluster allows us to run large parallel applications on a world-class system that's in-house and close by. We don't have to go elsewhere and wait in line for computing time." Though the tools of his trade have seen a dramatic evolution in the past few decades, Heath says his work is still driven by time-honored concepts. The great names in numerical analysis, such as Newton, Euler, and Gauss, were mostly 19th-century mathematicians who laid down basic principles. We still use their methods. What's changed is the size of the problems we can solve. Now, with the computational capabilities that Apple has provided, we can tackle vastly larger problems with higher resolution, and therefore come closer to reality. As he readies himself for his next class, Heath reflects on the value of educational technology tools. In his opinion, computational proficiency is one of the most crucial skills tomorrow's researchers can acquire. "I like to train students to work in this sort of bilingual mode, where they learn the language of computing as well as that of their applied discipline. In this way, we can produce computational savvy scientists and engineers on one hand, and application-aware computer scientists on the other. My passion is for multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary research, with projects that require diverse groups to work closely together to accomplish a common goal. Because our students emerge as bilingual, they can serve as the glue that holds both sides together and become productive members of interdisciplinary teams."
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.